He noticed the grandstand, flicking an ear in its direction, but she felt no hesitation from him. He launched from a perfect spot, and they sailed lightly through. The next ramped Oxer. With a 6-foot spread, he easily negotiated. Some horses get tired in a week of jumping at a horse show, but Marshall seemed to revel in the challenge. He just grew stronger and more confident, seeming to love the excitement. Jemsey let him fly over the course at his pace, keeping a loop in the reins so she would not be tempted to interfere with his movements. She trusted him. The forward flow made him happy. Ears pricked all down the triple line, he jumped the Oxers as well as he'd ever jumped anywhere. She couldn't have asked for more. Billy's heart was pounding with pride as he watched them sail confidently over the demanding field of jumps. Jemsey's focus never wavered. Nothing existed for her beyond the moment when she was riding a course. Her alert, blue eyes remained riveted on the line she wanted Marshall to jump. Her mind melded with his. She was fluid, graceful, giving. She embodied everything Billy strove for in a rider. Marshall was majestic, brave, and bold. Billy always said, "Marshall has the mark of a champion. In the gaze of an eagle, he looks beyond humans, his eyes to the sky." They were going to do it. They were going to take him to the World Cup. At 19, Jemsey was one of the youngest riders vying for the cup. They had already won the last 5 Grand Prix on the Pacific Coast Circuit this year. They were the combination Billy worked for all his life. As they made the sharp, roll-back turn to the Liverpool, Jemsey put both legs on, building stride. She held him steady with both reins, looking fiercely to the other side of the water jump. Her timing was a split second off, the leg pressure a hair too much. Marshall lurched as though he'd been goosed. His stride became uneven, his takeoff too long. His front hoof caught on the lip of the Liverpool on the way out. He tripped, landing on his shoulder, rolling tail over nose. Jemsey flew 20 feet into the air, slapping the ground solidly and landing on her back. Spread eagle, she lay perfectly still. A communal murmur went through the grandstand as the crowd stood to see what was happening. The field doctor ran to Jemsey with 2 men carrying a stretcher behind him. He leaned over her, feeling her neck.
"Don't move,"
he whispered in her ear, in case she became conscious. He felt her pulse and instructed the men to lift her onto the cot. "Don't move her too quickly, and don't drop her legs," he barked. Billy gathered up Marshall, who was on his feet, but his focus was on Jemsey. The stallion's dripping nostrils flared crimson. Billy soothed him, patting him softly on his wet, muscled neck. He walked him out, circling the arena.
"It's okay, big fella. It's not your fault, big fella. It's okay, big fella. She'll be fine."
Billy looked on with concern from a distance as the doctor clamped a neck brace on Jemsey. He could see Sue Ellen charging across the field, with her breast threatening to topple out of her spandex top. Breathless and panting, she arrived in a flurry.
"Is she okay? Will she be all right? Please tell me I'm her mother."
"We don't know yet. She will need x-rays and an MRI to answer that question."
"Mama,"
came from Jemsey, slowly coming back to awareness.
"Don't worry, honey, I'm with you, darling,"
she soothed, taking her daughter's hand and holding it close to her heart.
"I'm always with you, you know that. Now just be still."
The medics lifted the stretcher and slid it into the waiting ambulance. With red lights flashing, it forced a pathway through the crowd. Billy continued to hand-walk the badly shaken, confused Marshall until he was calm enough to be put back in his stall.